Wholesalers, welcome to another edition of Wholesaler Mastermind Radio. You know, I've reminded you before, and I'm going to remind you again, gosh darn it, you can find Wholesaler Masterminds Radio at iTunes. Just head on out to iTunes, put in Wholesaler Masterminds Radio. And by the way, I started asking this on the last show, would you do me a favor when you're out there? Put a rating in, and hopefully that rating is going to be 5 because you're enjoying the content that we're producing here on an almost weekly basis. Now, you know what we're trying to do is bring you perspectives that are applicable to our wholesaling community, but not necessarily born directly out of the wholesaling community. So I met a gentleman by the name of Bill Gertine. Now, Bill's an author and a speaker. He's a sales expert, and he's the CEO Chief Enthusiasm Officer of the 800-Pound Gorilla, which is a sales training and communications company out of Chicago. Now, what's most interesting, and I think you'll find so it to be so as well, about Bill and his clients, he works with ticket sales departments of sports teams. So he works with all the folks that want to sell you those game packages or season seat subscriptions for teams in the NBA and the NFL and NHL and baseball and soccer and NASCAR. And I thought, man, let's hear what Bill Gertine has to say about 800-pound gorilla sales in that world. And then let's apply it back to our wholesaling community, shall we? Bill Gertine, welcome to Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.
Rob, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I'm so happy to have you here. So what exactly is the 800-pound gorilla? And I'm going to take a leap here and say it's a bit of a metaphor, but what does it mean in business?
Well, it's taken a lot of iterations. In fact, the Obama administration has been accused of having this 800-pound gorilla being Obamacare, and it meant for a very long time a problem in the room that nobody wanted to address, and there's this big thing that is just hulking there. In fact, AXA Equitable had used it in their advertising campaigns for a long time, and they just last week retired the gorilla as their ad campaign spokesperson because nobody could figure it out. The problem is people have been using it incorrectly. Here's what today's definition is, and this is what the business media uses as their definition. It's the dominant player in any marketplace whose tactics and techniques result in an unfair share of the available business. And
I want to soak in that for just 1 second for our wholesalers. The dominant player in their community or industry.
That's correct.
That results in capturing the lion's share of the business. Did I get that about right?
Yes, you did. And I like to use the word unfair share.
Oh, unfair share. Okay.
And that if you use the metaphor of the pie and you've got 5 people who do what you do and you divide it up into 5, that would be 20% for each one. If you get any more than that, that's your unfair share. It's what you get more than the other guys because you do something that much better or different.
So wholesalers, we want to find out from Bill exactly what is it that allows you to go out and be that 800-pound gorilla. Have I used that in the right context, Bill?
You indeed have. Yeah, and the overarching conclusion in this is that you can be a more dominant player in whatever business you play in if you begin to take action like one.
Hmm. So I don't necessarily have to be the 800-pound gorilla by virtue of my product, its performance, but I can act like an 800-pound gorilla and have it come to me, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, many of the companies that I studied for the book, they weren't companies at all. They were individuals within particular companies who were getting 60 and 70% market share in a sales organization of 10 people. Now, how does that happen? How does one guy get 70% of the business in his office? Well, there are some ways in which, as I began the discovery of interviewing people, that these things – you know, several different things just kept coming up again and again and again. And through the course of the interviews and the discussions that I had in the book, there were a dozen attributes of those 800-pound gorillas, those people who seem to dominate what they do. And those would be companies that people would be very familiar with, like the McDonald's and the Procter & Gamble's and things like that, but also individuals like a LeBron James or an Oprah Winfrey or a Sir Richard Branson or someone like that who just seems to have so much more charisma or so much more going for them than other people. And there are certain categories, certain ways in which others can look at how those people are and what they're doing and emulate them themselves. And that's what the course of the book really comes to and what I talk about.
So, Bill, we know you're going to write an article for I Carry the Bag magazine. Mm-hmm. By the way, wholesalers, if you're not subscribed to I Carry the Bag magazine, the official magazine of wholesaling, you need to be able to go over to icarrythebag.com, grab yourself a subscription. You know, if you subscribe, you will get your internal wholesaler subscription for free. That's icarrythebag.com. Tell me, Bill, we got 12 things that you've discovered about companies, people who dominate their industry, their profession. We don't have time for 12, and you're going to write about a number of more in the magazine article.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a couple that my wholesalers, my community, can think about today.
Well, I'm going to continue along the metaphor of the 800-pound gorilla. Strategy number one is reach for the big vines.
Okay, so I love metaphors, and that's just me, but what does that mean?
If you're going to swing in the trees, why not swing big? How big can you think? I want your folks to envision themselves 5 years from now, 5 years into the future. And let's say on that day, you're going to wake up with the help of an ear implant that only wakes up you and nobody else in the house. You're going to shower with this anti-terrorist body wash that wards off microbes of mass destruction. You're going to get in your 100% non-polluting car, and you're going to drink coffee on your way to work from a special cup that knows how many times you've gone to the convenience store to refill it, and it credits you automatically every time you go. And think about all the other things that are going to be different. And what I want you to begin to think about is something you want to do, or you want to be a huge multiple zeros on the end of account you want to land, a promotion, a new opportunity, a new something that just seems so far away it's not on your radar. And I want you to consider that this day today is the day you begin to realize what you need to do or be or have in order to realize that, because somebody's got to come up with all the cool new stuff we'll use 5 years from now, and somebody's got to have the account that you're thinking of right now 5 years from today.
You know,
go ahead.
No. I just want to frame it back for our listeners because, you know, wholesalers, so much of what we talk about at Wholesaler Masterminds is all about thinking a little bit differently, placing yourself with a strong PVP, peerless value proposition, how you ultimately can frame yourself to be memorable, increase your MQ, your memorability quotient. And it starts, I'm framing this back, Bill, it starts with this notion of, what are you going to do that others are not doing and in some cases are not willing to swing on that big vine, as Bill said, to go try it? Did I get that right, Bill?
You absolutely did.
Yeah.
My personal experience with that is with the NBA. I had worked with the Chicago Bulls for 3 years before I got the chance to meet with 75 VPs of sales at an NBA regional meeting in Chicago back in 2007. It was a one-hour audition that I was given in front of arguably the toughest crowd I could possibly have been presenting to. And I did some out there kinds of things that room hadn't seen a sales trainer do before. I mean, I was over the top with some of these guys. I asked some of the senior VPs to come up and do some role plays with me. I mean, and there were some people that were, you know, raising their eyebrows in the front row. That 1 hour was truly the launching pad for my company because I had the vision at that time to be the preeminent sales training company for the ticket sales departments of the professional sports world. And it was because of that one-hour audition that six NBA teams came up to me that day and said, how can we hire you to be a part of our world? And I did not know at that time that the NBA was the de facto organization that all the other leagues looked at for best practices. And because if I had worked in the NBA, well, certainly they must be the cutting edge. And so today I've had the good fortune now to work with over 50 different sports teams in every major league because I had the vision to 5 years from now that I where I wanted to go.
But you had the vision – but you also had, you know, I'll be politically correct for everyone that might be listening, you know, we'll just call them stones for a minute. You had the stones to take the risk. So, yeah. You know, maybe that's in the book too. I don't know. But you know, how does it factor in here? I mean, you can have all the grandiose ideas, and at some point, you just got to say, all right, can I go do this? Does this make sense? Will I be embarrassed by it? What if I fall on my face? I mean, how did you address that?
Well, there are so many other examples in here of people that have fallen on their face, and it's because they fell on their face that they were able to succeed. And Jeb Blunt is a great example of that. Jeb is the creator of SalesGravy.com, which is the most visited sales content site on the planet. It has more than 10 million hits a month. It averages 35 page views per visitor. And for those who are into web things, think about that. You know how much content is on 35 pages? It is one of the top 10,000 websites in the world. And when Jeb started this thing, he hatched it back in 2007 in January, and his vision was to be the number one sales resource on the web. They just got in and they tried things. They broke stuff. They did things wrong. They got in and just tried to mess around with things and find out what the best combination of things were, because the worst thing that could possibly have happened is that they'll say, it didn't work, let's try something else. The only thing that's the same from the first day they opened up the company, it was the banner at the top of the page at salesgravy.com. Everything else has changed since then. What Jeb has, and you talk about stones. No, I don't have free stones if you buy the copy of the book. But what you get is essentially the encouragement from all those others who have looked at this and said, I'm going to try this, and I'm not going to be afraid to fail. And if I don't get there exactly where I'm going, what I've learned along the way will help me become a more dominant player in the business I'm in.
Wasn't it Michael Jordan that said, I succeed because I fail?
There's a whole lot of that. I think another Jordanism is you'll miss 100% of the shots that you don't take.
Yeah. All right, so we got time to hit on one more in the dialogue that goes around it. Tell me another one of those 12 things.
Well, challenge the status quo is one of the others. And this comes down to what old ways are standing in your way. All of us are guilty of having one or more habits, things we've just grown accustomed to doing. If you're a snooze button person, if you hit the snooze on the way up, you know, to work every day, you get out of the shower, you dry yourself off the very same way. Science has now figured out why that is. There are these things called neural pathways that eventually become ruts in your brain after doing the same thing over and over again. And you have these people that all the old ways that continue to do things, they just say, well, it's the way it's always been done, so I'm going to continue to do this. If you challenge the way things have always been done, it may be a more difficult path at first, but it becomes more memorable. And those dominant players, those people who have become dominant, had to have started the trail somewhere. Colonel Sanders was laughed at when he opened up a restaurant that only served chicken. How are you going to make it? You're only serving chicken. How are you going to get anywhere? You know, how silly does that sound 50-plus years later? Mark Victor Hansen and Jack Canfield are the authors of the Chicken Soup for the Soul books. I don't know if you're familiar with those.
Absolutely.
There's chicken soup for every kind of soul now. I think there are 60 or 70 different ones. That idea was rejected by dozens of New York publishers before this little bitty place in Florida called Health Communications took a chance on them. I mean, they went everywhere. There's a book of stories, 101 stories. That's silly. Nobody wants to read short stories. And now, of course, they're out to sell 250 million books by the year 2020, and they're on pace to make it happen. In the sports world, Sounders FC is a soccer club in Seattle, started in 2009 with a clean slate. What can we do that nobody else has done before? Let's not look at the old ways that sports teams are done. They looked at it and they said, you know, the general manager is always the one that gets a hard time. Why don't we have our season ticket holders vote on whether or not the general manager stays every year?
It's an interesting approach.
Well, they've done it. They have a band. They love the way collegiate athletics works. If Notre Dame or some of the others that you know, perhaps you're aware of the pageantry beyond a college football game, the band plays before the game, and then there's this parade that goes from the band shell to the stadium at the sports place. They're doing the very same thing in Seattle. They have a band for the team that gathers together, and then they have what they call the march to the match, where everybody gets going, and it becomes this enormous fan base that not only participates in the game, but in the things prior to the game and the things after the game. So here's a team that's really doing something very well by just looking at it and saying, what would we do if there was a clean sheet of paper? How would we make this different? And what else can we look at to be able to say, how can we absorb some of that for ourselves?
So wholesalers, as you're listening to what Bill's talking about, what dawns on me is, you know, there's certain things in our business that we don't have the luxury of being able to change because we work in a highly regulated industry. So it's not like we can rewrite compliance regulations. Having said that, if you look at yourself in the mirror, look at yourself in a rearview mirror right now, or look at yourself in the reflection of your iPhone if you're sitting at an airport. And you tell yourself in the privacy of your own moment here, are you stuck in some neuropathways that Bill just talked about? that you can shake yourself out of when it comes to your wholesaling practice? Do you tend to show up and throw up at the same offices with the same stuff every day? Or is there some new stuff that you'd be brave enough to try that other folks simply won't because they adhere to the tried and true slash tired and boring?
Very well said. Yeah, and I even have an example of that in my own business. I deal with a lot of people in sales training that are beat up a lot on the phone, deal with a lot of rejection, a lot of cold calls that they're making to potential buyers of season tickets. And I can see where it's drawing on them. And what I wanted to do is create something for my own company that would allow them to make a connection that would help them do a little bit better at what they do, give them a little more encouragement throughout the day. And I saw the easy buttons. Everybody know what those are from Staples?
Absolutely.
Where you kind of hit them and it says something. Well, you can get those made to say just about anything. And so what I'm getting made, and in fact, just literally place the order this week and they'll be all in here a little later from now, is I've created the next button so that when somebody's on the phone and they get hung up by somebody or they're mad, you know, angry at them and they hung up and maybe they said something bad to them, they have this next button that they just hit, and there are five different ways on there that I say next.
I love that. Internal wholesalers, you listen to that? If you're pounding out calls every day, and I know you are, and you're supposed to talk to 15, 20, 30 contacts a day, well, we'll have to hook you up and figure out how to get you some of Bill Gertine's next buttons. Bill, we're flat out of time, but I want to tell you, wholesalers, if you go out to the website, wholesalermasterminds.com, go find this show. Bill's got something for you. He'll hook up an ebook. What's the content of the ebook, Bill, real quick?
Jungle Wisdom Volume 1, The Best Sales Insights from the 800-Pound Gorilla of Sales Performance.
Love that. Bill Gertine, it has been our pleasure at Wholesaler Masterminds Radio to have you on board today.
Thanks so much, Rob.
Wholesalers, make it a great week ahead, and I'll look forward to speaking to you next time right here on Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.